Yeah. Officiating crew, Larry Serrato, Bill Eck, and Brooks Wells. They've taken a look. Now they're having a conference.
Rabracha struggled early on against Crowell. Crowell's gotten free for three layups against him.
Yeah, Rabracha, we mentioned, one of the more improved players in the league. Greg Garden was talking about him in the pregame show. Rabracha averaging 11.5 points, about 8.3 rebounds per game. And they're going to keep it looks like, as an offensive foul, no flagrant. Bill Leck talking with Greg Gard right now. And Greg's not happy. Again, he's stating his case for what he thinks should have been a cylinder violation. He's not going to get that. Crowell with two fouls, so he is on the bench with Klesman. And we've mentioned many times, Greg Gard very seldom will play someone with two fouls in the first half. Fran McCaffrey just flat doesn't do it, or he hasn't so far this season. Six fouls against Wisconsin, three for Iowa. And Carter Kingsbury will inbound to DeSante Bowen. 17-14 Wisconsin, 6:25 left in the half. Bowen outside right against Chucky Hepburn. Bowen on the dribble, throws to Sanford. He'll try the three up top. It's off the rim, no good. Tyler Wall the rebound. Iowa just letting the threes go here. 13 attempts, so their first 21 shots have been from beyond the three-point line. And a dangerous pass deflected, but Hepburn is there between the circles. High screen Gilmore. A show from Rabracha. Chucky on the dribble. Finds Wall, right corner. Inside feed, caught by Gilmore. Right block against Rabracha. Seven to shoot. Carter in the lane, up left hand. Around the rim and out, no good. And the rebound to Peyton Sanford. Outlet to Bowen. Lead feed Kingsbury on the right side. Drops it back to Bowen with a pass fake. He'll shovel to Kingsbury, right wing. Inside feed, caught by Rabracha. He's with Gilmore. Rabracha in the lane, up left hand, good. Philip Rabracha with four, and it's 17-16, Wisconsin with 5.5 left in the half. Hepburn leads it for Wall. He'll send to Lindsay outside right. Isaac Lindsay on the dribble, works baseline. He got fouled by DeSante Bowen. That'll be his first in team foul number four.
It's really fun to watch the matchup between Perkins and Hepburn.
Yeah, it is.
You talk about two of the more elite point guards in this conference. They're really battling.
Chucky baseline right. Inbounds to Lindsay. Lindsay leaves it for Wall. Throwing to Hepburn. High on the left. Now to a siege in left corner. Quick pass Gilmore. Out to Wall. Dribbles in the lane. Spinning up low in the left. In with the left hand. Oh, a beautiful move inside by Tyler Wall. 19-16 Wisconsin. 5:08 left in the first half. Perkins outside right. Checked by Wall. Perkins left hand toss to Bowen. Top of the circle. Turns it to Kingsbury on the left wing. Kingsbury with a bounce to Rabracha. Left of the lane against Gilmore. Rabracha darts it back out to Perkins. Tries a three right of the circle. Tie game. Doesn't take or make many, but Tony Perkins with a long shot ties the game at 19. 4:45 left in the first half. Asijan high on the left. Connor walks it between the circles. Bounces for Gilmore on the right side. Carter with a handoff to Hepburn. He's with Perkins. Hepburn cuts off the right wing in the lane. One pump. Low on the left. Tough shot. Kissed it off the window and in. First points for Chucky. 21-19 Wisconsin. 4:28 left in the half. Perkins outside right, a bounce for Peyton Sanford. He'll flip to Bowen outside right as Hepburn digs in defensively. DeSante Bowen bounces to Perkins, drives off the right wing, hangs in the air, finds Kingsbury, turns it back out to Perkins outside left. Shakes, shoots a three, left of the circle, in and out, no good. Sanford, rebound, Rabracha. Second chance for Iowa. Perkins on the left wing, drives off the wing, runs in the wall, offensive foul call. Wall takes the hit, Perkins the foul. That'll be his first.
You find it kind of interesting that Greg Gard has elected to utilize Tyler Wall on the point guard,
yeah,
Perkins.
Yeah.
Now, there's a good and bad involved with this on that last shot missed by Perkins. Tyler Wall was out of position to rebound,
yep,
and that set up a second chance opportunity.
First foul on Perkins, five on Iowa, and a whistle off the ball, and the Hawks are going to get their sixth foul. They're going to get Peyton Sanford, and that will be his second as we have a timeout here in Iowa City. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 3:58 left in the first half. Wisconsin 21, Iowa 19. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, or get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. 3:58 left of the first half. Wisconsin 21, Iowa 19.
When we've talked about Tyler Wall being versatile enough on defense to guard all five positions on the floor, it wasn't lip service.
No.
Over the X number of possessions, we've seen Wall 6'9 matched against a 6'4 point guard in Tony Perkins.
Yeah. It's necessary. You were talking about Perkins before the last media timeout. When they put him in the starting lineup going back to last year, Hawkeyes are 19-5. Yeah, that's not a coincidence. Inbounding will be Hepburn. Right corner finds Jordan Davis. Open three. Left pocket off the rim. No good. Rebound. Carter Gilmore underneath. He's in jail. Out to Chucky. Turns to Connor Resegent. He'll drive. Pull up. Pop left to the lane. No good. Rebound. Gilmore again crashing. Up and in. Oh, my goodness. Some grown man's work inside from Carter Gilmore. 23-19 Wisconsin with 3:35 left in the first half. Here's Perkins outside left, throwing to Bowen on the left wing. Bowen with Connor Resegent defending. Now Patrick McCaffrey hooks it to Bowen on the left side. Inside to Rabracha, left of the lane against Gilmore. Turns low on the left, goes up, and a foul called on Gilmore. That's going to be two on Carter.
At the opposite end, the two offensive rebounds, pretty spectacular by Carter Gilmore, especially when he just yanked it away from the freshman Bowen, discarded him.
Yeah, that's the work that you do in the summer. More strength, and that allows for that opportunity. One-on-one, Rabracha missed the front end. Gilmore stays in the game, pulls down the rebound. Remember, Crowell has two fouls, likewise Klesmet. Rabracha, just a 58% foul shooter. 3:10 left in the half, 23-19 Wisconsin. Hepburn on the left wing. Chucky off a high screen from Wall. A throw to Tyler. Spinning. Left lane line. Up right hand. Good for Tyler Wall, who has six. 25-19 Wisconsin with 2:55 left in the half. Desante Bowen on the right side against Desegent. Bowen left hand hip high dribble. Takes it to the top. A bump from Rabracha. Backing in is Bowen. Throws to Rabracha. High on the right. He'll leave it for Patrick McCaffrey. Trying to back down on Carter Gilmore. Out there with two fouls. Now Connor McCaffrey with a shot fake with Jordan Davis defending. Connor McCaffrey, mid-post right, turns up left hand, missed it, but he was fouled by Jordan Davis. That'll be his second foul. So four Badgers with two fouls. Two of them are on the bench. The other two are on the floor. Connor McCaffrey, who is 15 of 16 at the foul line, including 8 of 8 in the win Thursday against Iowa State. Connor will shoot two. And the left-hander with the first free throw. It is good. Isaac Lindsay will come in for Jordan Davis. 25-20, Wisconsin with 2:34 left in the first half.
Connor McCaffrey's kind of picking up where Jordan Bohannon left off as a free throw
yes.
shooter.
Yes. Second free throw for Connor is good. Yeah, how weird is this? A Wisconsin-Iowa game. No Jordan Bohannon and no Brad Davison. 25-21. Wisconsin three-quarters look from Iowa. Badgers break it easily. Isaac Lindsay, front court of the right side, but 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the first half. Four-point lead, Wisconsin. Hepburn on the dribble. Right of the lane. Turns it out to Gilmore at the top. He'll send it to Wall. Tyler works inside. In the lane. Turns. Shoots. Back rim. Front rim. No. Rebound battled for. Connor McCaffrey is there for Iowa. Outlet to Perkins. Left side feed. On the drive is Bowen. Baseline left, and he stepped on it. Out of bounds to Wisconsin. And now Marcus Ilver will be checking in for the Badgers, in for Carter Gilmore, as Gilly will sit down with the two fouls. Ilver, the sophomore, playing in his seventh game this year.
That was really a good shift, though, by Gilmore.
Yeah, it was.
Did a lot of positive things while he was on the floor. Quality minutes.
That's a good hockey term, too, that shift when he was out there getting those offensive rebounds. A perfect term. Here's Tyler Wall up the floor. Three-quarters look from Iowa. Now Lindsay on the right side. 2 minutes left in the half. 25-21, Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn high on the right. High screen from Wall. Chucky will step into a three. Left side. Missed badly off the left side iron. It goes out of bounds. And the Badgers just cannot connect from distance here. The one hit is from Connor Resegian. Otherwise, the Badgers are just 1 of 11 here in this first half.
And the misses, to be truthful, haven't been really close.
No, they haven't. Hawkeyes are 4 of 15 from long range. 1:47 left in the half. 25-21, Wisconsin. Desante Bowen. High screen from Connor McCaffrey. A throw to Connor now. Left of the circle. He'll send it to Perkins on the left wing. Right-hand toss, Patrick McCaffrey. Patrick, left elbow, out of Perkins, off the left wing, throws to Connor McCaffrey, a shot fake, finds a cutting Bowen, baseline right to the rim, layup good. 25-23, Wisconsin, with 1:25 left in the first half. Hepburn leads it for Isaac Lindsay. He'll throw to Resegian. On the left side against Connor McCaffrey, and a reach-in foul on Connor. Or he just lost it. Check that. Connor Resegian just lost it out of bounds. Turnover, Wisconsin. And as Greg Gard will trust Carter Gilmore, he'll get him back into the game for Ilver. And Jordan Davis with two fouls will come in as well.
So an example of just Connor McCaffrey being a little bit more physical with a true freshman.
Yep.
In a season and bumping him into the turnover.
1:19 left in the half, 25-23, Wisconsin. Desante Bowen. High screen from Connor McCaffrey. Takes it right side above the arc against Jordan Davis. Going to Perkins. Pull up foul line jumper. Good. 5 for Perkins. We're tied at 25. 6-point run, Iowa. We're down to 1 minute left in the first half. Tyler Wall to the front court. On the left wing is Wall against Connor McCaffrey. Wall probing out the Gilmore left point. Feeds Davis. Rotates Hepburn high on the right. 15 to shoot. Chucky off the right wing. Shot fake. Now the mid-range jumper. Back iron, no. Rebound, Rabracha. And now Perkins up the floor for the Hawkeyes with 40 seconds left in the half. Perkins at the top of the circle. Feeds Patrick McCaffrey left side. Works baseline up. Good. Off the window. And Iowa has the lead for the first time tonight. 27-25, Iowa. And Greg Gard will take the use it or lose it timeout. 25.4 left in the half. 24 to shoot. 27-25, Iowa leads Wisconsin.
What, in effect, we're seeing here is Iowa's playing Wisconsin basketball better than Wisconsin, or rather playing the Badgers style and now tempo and leading.
Yeah, they have found a way, right? The Badgers just 1 of 11 from the three-point line. Hawkeyes shooting 37% overall, 4 of 15 from the stripe. Badgers have not scored over the last 2.5 minutes. And Iowa's taking advantage now with an 8-point run.
I think Wisconsin also got a bit out of sync because of some of this foul trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Jordan Davis with two fouls, Gilmore with two fouls, Klusman and Crowell with two fouls. Those last two names I mentioned have been on the bench for a while now. Greg Gard getting kind of shuttling Jordan Davis and Carter Gilmore in there, just trying to see if they can at least tie this game with those two on the floor with two fouls. Maybe grab the lead here in the closing seconds of the first half. Jordan Davis, sideline left, will inbound. 25.4 seconds left in the half. 2-point lead, Iowa. Davis looking, flips it into Tyler Wall as the Badgers set the offense. Chucky Hepburn. Standing dribble, edge of the center circle against Desante Bowen. Game clock at 15 seconds left in the half. Chucky pounds the dribble left of the center circle. Right hand hip high. 10 seconds left in the half. Hepburn high on the right. Left hand dribble. Moves inside the arc. Now in the lane. Hepburn pivots, fades, flips. Tie game. 2 seconds left in the half. And the Hawkeyes will take their use it or lose it timeout with 1.3 left in the first half as Chucky Hepburn gets in the paint to tie the game at 27.
The key to that basket by Hepburn was his ability to get separation on Perkins without fouling. And then that's exactly what he did. Perkins kind of fell off him, gave him a good look at the rim, and he scored.
I was talking to Chucky a few days ago about those last second shots, and he's, you know, made a few of them at the end of the first half or obviously the end of the game. And he said he's got to make some better decisions sometimes with it. You know, we have seen that three-point shot. But maybe it's an example of what he's talking about. He's rocking the dribble, but then was able to work his way to the lane. And like you said, used his strength and got a little separation.
Yeah, he got himself closer to the rim and didn't let the clock run down as much as he has in the past.
So they put a little bit of time on the clock, 1.8 now left in the first half. Wisconsin and Iowa tied at 27. So Connor McCaffrey, the former baseball player, played a little outfield as well as first base. He'll be inbounding. Gilmore in his face. Let's see if they throw long or try to get momentum toward the basket. Connor McCaffrey floats to his left, winds up, fires a deep shot, picked off by Wall. A great free safety he is. Throws one up and missed it. Boy, Tyler Wall just has a knack for intercepting those long passes at the end of a half.
Yeah, unofficially he's now tied with John Torchio.
That's right. As we hit halftime here in Iowa City. Guess what? A close game for the Badgers. It's been a while, I know. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, halftime at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Wisconsin 27, Iowa 27. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I want to remind you, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I want to remind you, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Halftime in Iowa City, Wisconsin 27, Iowa 27. Connor McCaffrey leads the way for the Hawkeyes with 8 points, along with 4 rebounds. Tony Perkins has 5. Likewise for Patrick McCaffrey, 4 points, 4 boards for Philip Rabracha, 3 for Carter Kingsbury, and 2 for DeSante Bowen. Tyler Wall, Stephen Crowell, each with 6 for Wisconsin. Connor Esegian with 5. Chucky Hepburn and Carter Gilmore each with 4, and 2 for Max Klesman. At the half, Wisconsin 27, Iowa 27. Stay with us. Mike returns with the SVA halftime interview in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The holiday shopping season is in full swing, and we've got you covered with lots of gift ideas at your local Bumper to Bumper auto parts store. Find all you need for your car or truck, plus lots of other neat ideas for the whole family. All in stock, all specially priced for the holidays. And if you have someone on your list that's just too hard to buy for, then stop in and buy a Bumper to Bumper gift card. It can be the perfect gift. Happy holidays from us to you, and thank you for shopping at your local Bumper to Bumper auto parts store.
Silver lining means you are backed by a policy and a company that is going to do everything they can to get you back whole to like you were before.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
But there's a promise there. You know, that word means we're going to answer our promise in the policy and get you back up and running if you're a business, or, you know, if you're home, we're going to get your home put back together as if nothing had happened.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Welcome back to Carver Hawkeye Arena. We are at halftime in a tight basketball game. Wisconsin 27, Iowa 27. Connor Asijan, the freshman out of Indiana, has taken a lot of people by surprise, perhaps, in the Big Ten. Look at Joe Krabanoff, though. Not so much with Tyler Wall surprising anybody.
He's not surprising anybody like Connor did, that's for sure. I mean, Tyler Wall's on the top of everybody's scouting report, as he should be. He's a really good player. So he's got to continue to evolve and find ways. You know, this is a new team, new players around him, not the same guys that he's had for the last couple years. So he's adjusting to figuring out where Connor's at, figuring out where, you know, Carter Gilmore's cutting and things like that. And as teams continue to make life difficult for Tyler Wall, he's gonna make life difficult for the other team. He can. The good thing about him is he can beat you in so many ways. And it's not so much offense. It's the little things. It's the things that don't stand out on a scout or on a stat sheet. It's the defensive end where he really makes an impact for us.
So what are the pluses and minuses of a big toting the rock, carrying the basketball as much as Tyler?
I'd say it's all positives. It's all positives for us. It's just another guy who can handle pressure. He can bring it up against anybody who's going to try to zigzag him 94 feet. He handles it like a point guard. And the challenge is to always make decisions like a point guard. When the ball's in his hands, he's got to make the right decision, and he will. He's had a few that have gotten away from him at times, but he quickly recognizes it before the coaches even get it out of their mouth. He knows what he's got to do to help this team be successful.
More of our halftime interview brought to you by SBA is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Update the lighting in your home and save big right now at Menards. Brighten your garage or workspace with a utility light from Patriot Lighting. Find what you need with our huge selection of easy-to-install, versatile, and durable lighting options. Whether you're looking to light a small room or a full-size garage, you're sure to find the right light for your workspace. Right now, save big money on Patriot Lighting utility lights at Menards.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In the first half, Stephen Crowell had 6 points, 3 rebounds, and a couple of assists. We also got into foul trouble. It's something we talked about with Joel Krabanoff.
He's able to play longer stretches. I think he's bigger and stronger physically, and that's gone a long ways. But he's learning that quick fouls put you on the bench, and Stephen Crowell on the bench is not good for the Wisconsin Badgers. So he's learned a few tricks on how to chest up a little better and how to, you know, go after offensive rebounds or box out without grabbing and holding and things that last year was getting him quick 1-2 fouls in the first half, and all of a sudden he's on the bench. So the longer Stephen's out there for us, the better we're going to be, and he's just got to continue to evolve and get better on his inside-outside game. But his ability to see the floor and pass it, and we're putting him in positions to have success there, and he's done a great job.
Crowell played only 7.5 minutes in that first half because of foul trouble. When we continue, we'll have some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Your home is where you should feel the safest. But the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Put a little love in your heart.
It's the Ford Shine Bright Sales Event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Badgers and Hawkeyes tied at 27 at the break. First half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin 13 of 31 from the field, about 42%, just 1 of 11 from the three-point line. The Badgers did not shoot a free throw in the first half. Iowa 10 of 27 from the field, 37%, 4 of 13 from the arc, 3 of 5 at the foul line. The Hawkeyes a plus 1 on the glass, second chance points 4-2 in favor of Iowa. Paint points 22 to 10 in favor of Wisconsin. The Badgers with 8 assists on the 13 buckets, 4 turnovers, 8 dimes, 6 miscues for Iowa. We're at the half. It's Wisconsin 27, Iowa 27. Stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of UU Athletics. This has been the Halftime Report presented by Culver's. Stay with us. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR. Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Wisconsin 27, Iowa 27 as we get ready for the second half. Storylines to follow include potential foul issues. Jordan Davis, Carter Gilmore, Max Klesmet, and Stephen Crowell. Mike, you mentioned Stephen just 7.5 minutes in the first half. So Iowa without Chris Murray, a tie game. Badgers without Stephen Crowell for most of the first half, tie game. I guess you look at it like, all right, both teams thinking you weathered the storm. Now let's see what happens.
It's kind of ironic, too, that we pre-taped an interview with Joe Kravinoff and he has to bring up Crowell and the importance of Crowell staying on the floor and staying away from the little nitpicky type of fouls that can put him on the bench. And so what happens in the first 20 minutes? He gets a couple of fouls and is sitting on the bench more than he needed to be.
Yeah, he was doing some damage before with those 6 points. He's out there with Tyler Wall, Klesmet, Davis, and Hepburn. Hawkeyes with Rabracha, the McCaffreys, Connor and Patrick, DeSante Bowen, and Tony Perkins. Badgers will have the first possession of the second half from our vantage point by the Wisconsin bench. Great guards team moving to our right. And we are underway with the second half here at Carver Hawkeye Arena. As Hepburn throws to Crowell, finds a cutting Klesmet low on the right, and he will finish. Quick points for the Badgers to start the second half. And here comes Iowa, DeSante Bowen, 29-27, Wisconsin. Opening minutes, second half of play. Bowen throwing to Patrick McCaffrey, feeds Rabracha, right lane line, backing, pivots, left shoulder, up right hand, walked with the ball, yes sir. Crowell holding his turf down there for Wisconsin, and the Hawkeyes turn it over.
Pretty clear what Iowa wanted to do, too, with Rabracha, and that is attack Crowell.
And you figure they'll try that again, and then again, here's Davis throwing to Klesmet between the arcs, flips to Crowell, top of the circle. Stephen glides to the right, hands off to Hepburn, turns to the top of the circle, feeds Klesmet, loops it inside, Crowell catches, single coverage Rabracha, backing his Crowell, shakes, pivots in the paint, got to do something, up left hand, good, off the window, just beating the 3-second violation. 31-27, Wisconsin. 50 seconds gone by, second half. Here's Bowen to the foul line. Hooks a pass. Patrick McCaffrey stamps off a three. Good from the left side. 36% shooter from distance coming into the game. 31-30 Wisconsin, 1 minute into the second half. Westman high on the left, high screen from Tyler Wall. Max with a pass for Hepburn on the right side against Bowen. With Soule, and they'll get a foul off the ball. Connor McCaffrey getting tied up with Tyler Wall. That'll be the first on Connor, the first on Iowa in the second half.
We saw it in the Maryland game where the Terps tried to play very physical against Tyler Wall. We're seeing more of it with Connor McCaffrey. He's just physical by nature.
Connor McCaffrey along with Fran trying to, they were lobbying for a hook and hold. And Larry Serrato over to talk to Fran McCaffrey. And Serrato kind of saying, we got this. Which means when I say that, it's, we'll call the game, thank you. But that's what coaches do. You lobby. And McCaffrey's going to, yeah, he's going to ask for it. Yep, he's going to ask for a review and a hook and hold here. That's what they're asking for. With Tyler Wall, we're a minute 9 seconds into the second half. It's 31-30, Wisconsin leading Iowa. We do not have a monitor here, courtside, but we'll let you know how this turns out.
The last time the Badgers were in this building, there's a bit of an issue. Was it there with a tie-up between a couple of players?
Last couple times the Badgers were in this building. We were here for one of them and remote on the other. They're showing the replay here, and there's really nothing. If there was something, it would have been before those two guys, Wall and Connor McCaffrey, came into view.
I thought more so than anything, but McCaffrey just tried to bump Wall off his track, off his route.
Watching another replay right now with Tyler Wall working along the baseline left to right. I don't see anything there.
And I think, contact, yeah, collided.
Yeah. And there is, so there's nothing there. So it'll be a timeout will be charged here to Iowa because McCaffrey had called for it. Fran's not very happy. Lions announcers have said a lot in this conference through the years. So here we go. We'll play on. I believe will cost Iowa a timeout. Yeah, they are charged the timeout. So we will play on. Chucky Hepburn, baseline right, looking to inbound, looking, sends it out near half court for Jordan Davis. 31-30 Wisconsin early on second half. Hepburn high on the right. Keith Davis at the top. Bounce pass to Crowell, left of the lane. Back out to Jordan. He'll try a three. Left side, and that's way off the mark. No good. Rebound to Sante Bowen. Pushing up the middle. Now fans out to the left side. High screen with Bracha. Bowen retreats. And now he'll work off that screen again to the top of the circle. Throwing to Connor McCaffrey high on the right. Flips to Perkins on the right wing. Left hand toss with Bracha. He'll leave it for Bowen at the free throw line. Bowen against Chucky Hepburn. Shot clock is at 8. Perkins versus Klesman. A pass for Connor McCaffrey. The shot fake. Davis lost his balance, but McCaffrey lost the ball. And it's picked up by Max Klesman. About 2 minutes gone by second half. 31-30 Wisconsin. Hepburn to the left side. He'll throw to Crowell left wing. Crowell with a pass to Tyler Wall. Leaves for Hepburn, top of the circle. Chucky sends to Jordan Davis. Out the Wall, left wing. Finds a cutting Hepburn, low on the left. Couldn't get in a shooting position. Out to Crowell. Wide open three straight on. Off the left side iron. No good. All right, Mike. The misses are not rattle outs. They are not particularly close. 2:20 gone, second half. Badgers up two. Rabracha right of the lane. Backs on Crowell. Rabracha pivots left shoulder up, right hand, good. And the Hawkeyes have the lead, 32-31. Hepburn to the front court, leaves it for Davis. A pass for Max Klesmit between the arcs, loops to Crowell, top of the circle. Now out high, hands off to Hepburn. Chucky, top of the circle, now to Klesmit, wide open three, right side. Back rim, no, rebound, Patrick McCaffrey. Badgers 1 of 14 from long range now. Patrick McCaffrey. Left of the lane, darts to the left corner for Bowen. Now backs in on Hepburn in the lane. They'll get a foul on Chucky. That will be his first. And the first of this half against Wisconsin.
No sooner had you said 1 of 14, Asijan was taken off his warm-up and reporting to the scores table.
And that one is from Asijan. He was 1 of 4 in the first half. Bowen baseline left will inbound. Flips to Connor McCaffrey. Left of the lane goes up in traffic. No good. Tipped up and in. Connor follows his own miss. He has 10. 34-31 Iowa. A little more than 3 minutes gone, second half. Asijan high on the left. Going to Hepburn, top of the circle. Chucky on the left-hand dribble. Pull up foul line. Jumper. Nope. Rebound Connor McCaffrey. He'll turn and go. Here comes Patrick McCaffrey. Steps into a three. Left side. Good. And Greg Gard's going to want a timeout as the Hawkeyes in rhythm, really, for the first time here as the Badgers take a timeout. And this will be a full timeout. Put your trust in a bank that's been focused on serving the people and businesses in Wisconsin and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank. Stop by your local branch or log on today. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 16:36 remaining. Iowa 37, Wisconsin 31. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect. And when we do, we make things better. At Child Fund, we connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Together, we co-create connections that help millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 26. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, highs around 35. Overcast skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 28. 1 to 2 inches of snow Tuesday night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. 10-point run for the Hawkeyes now. 16:36 remaining. Iowa 37, Wisconsin 31.
Iowa 4 of 5 from the field in the second half, sparking this run. Patrick McCaffrey with a couple of triples during this 10-0 run. His brother Connor getting a putback basket. Rabracha back down and scored. Badgers 2 of 6 in the second half, 0 of 3 from beyond the arc.
Hawkeyes with their biggest lead of this night. Badgers led by as many as 7, albeit briefly, in the first half. It'll be Wisconsin basketball. Wall, Hepburn, Davis, Klesman, and Crowell out there. A little backcourt pressure from Iowa as Hepburn gets the inbounds pass. Trying to see if they can get him into a trap. Loops it to Wall in the middle. Bounce pass to Hepburn across half court. Badgers go into the offense. Hepburn against Tony Perkins out high. A pass for Klesman. He'll send it to Davis on the right wing. Shovels to Wall, right of the paint. He's with Connor McCaffrey. Wall backing, mid-post right. Backing, turns left shoulder, up right hand. Good, off the window. Wall with 8, 37-33, Iowa. Not quite 4 minutes into the second half. Kasante Bowen dribbles off the left wing, and his pass is pinballed around Wall to the floor. Rabracha to the floor. Tyler digs it out with a pass to Chucky Hepburn. Good work from Tyler Wall, and here's Chucky to the front court, throwing a Wall up top. Wall leads it for Crowell. Top of the circle against Connor McCaffrey. A handoff to Hepburn. He'll try a three. Right side. Nailed it. Chucky Hepburn for three, and it's 37-36 Iowa. 15:42 remaining. Connor McCaffrey outside left. That was just the second three-point hit of this game for Wisconsin. Perkins throwing to Patrick McCaffrey. Matched up with Tyler Wall. A throw to Connor on the left wing. Davis defending Connor McCaffrey. Dribbles off the left wing, throws to Patrick McCaffrey off the right wing in the lane, 14-footer, good. 13 for Patrick McCaffrey, 39-36 Iowa with 15 minutes, 15 seconds to play.
A little bit too easy for McCaffrey to turn the corner and get that open look.
Jordan Davis throwing to Klesman out high, loops at the crowd, top of the circle. Steven will send it over to Hepburn up top. Chucky holds and looks, gives it up to Klesman. Quick pass to Crowell, catching mid-post right, back to the basket, backs on Rabracha. Poked away by Rabracha, Steven gets it back, drops it back. And to Jordan Davis, five to shoot. Jordan inside, fades, flips, hits. First points for Jordan Davis, 39-38 Iowa with 14:46 to play. Asante Bowen, right sideline of the front court, and it's taken away by Hepburn, and then Bowen reaching in is called for the foul. There's Chucky making it happen on the defensive end. Second foul on Bowen as we have a timeout here in Iowa City. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 14:41 to play, Iowa 39, Wisconsin 38. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha, from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at easterseals.com.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 14:41 to play, Iowa 39, Wisconsin 38.
Based on Fran McCaffrey's substitution pattern here tonight, Aaron Ulis must not be available to the Hawkeyes. Ulis played over 35 minutes against Iowa State on Thursday night, had 8.7 rebounds, yep. Also had 6 turnovers.
Yeah, you're right. The big story here is Chris Murray being down again. But, yeah, nothing with Aaron Ulis, older brother, of course, a Kentucky Wildcat. Pressure, and the Badgers are bothered by it. And a deflected pass. It got to Carter Gilmore on the bailout. As the Badgers play on, Jordan Davis with a bounce for Gilmore. Right of the lane, Gilmore against Connor McCaffrey. Gilmore in the lane, left shoulder turn. Wants the up and under, tries again off the pivot. Knocked away by Connor McCaffrey. Oh, that's big-time defense from Connor McCaffrey to the front court now for Iowa. Hands off to Peyton Sanford. Feeds Patrick McCaffrey. Little draw and kick. Perkins catches left wing. Dribbles off the wing to the free throw line. Hepburn digging in. 15 to shoot. Connor McCaffrey high on the right. Bounces to Rabracha. Right of the paint. Hands it back to Connor. On the right wing. Davis is on him. McCaffrey with a bounce for Rabracha. Quick spin. Low on the right. Couple of pumps inside. Triple team. Knocked away and taken away by Tyler Wall. And now Wall on the push. Right side of the front court. Perkins picks him up. Tyler kills the dribble with 13:44 to play, 39-38 Iowa. Davis throwing to Klesman up top. Hoops to Gilmore, top of the circle. Carter, couple of dribbles, shovels it off left wing for Davis. Bounces to Wall, left of the lane against Connor McCaffrey. Tyler with 8 to shoot, poked away. Tyler got it back, whips it to Klesman. Now cuts off the right wing in the lane. Inside feed, one to Gilmore. It's stolen away. Peyton Sanford, lead feed to Perkins, right side of the front court. Cuts off the wing. In the lane, bounces to Sanford. Baseline left, the drive. Shot is blocked inside. Whoa! Carter Gilmore with the rejection, but they're going to get a foul on him. Oh, that's going to be 3 on Carter Gilmore. 13:15 remaining, 39-38 Iowa, as Stephen Crowell, along with Connor Asijan, will be checking in momentarily. Peyton Sanford, 8 of 10 this season at the free throw line. He will shoot 2. And the first attempt is good, and the lead is 2 for Iowa. Now Crowell and Asijan will come in. Gilmore and Klesman will sit down.
The defense in the interior has been really tenacious.
It has.
With both teams.
Yes, it has. Sanford averages close to 8 points a game. Made the first free throw, second on the way, and that rattles through. 41-38 Iowa. 13 minutes and 15 seconds remaining. And again, Iowa picking up full court. Wall looking, gets it inbounds to Crowell, hands to Jordan Davis. He'll leave it for Hepburn. Quick pass to Wall across the midstripe, right behind the back on the dribble. Wall in the lane, goes inside, wanted Crowell, and it's deflected away by Patrick McCaffrey, another Wisconsin turnover. Sanford on the push. On the left wing, gives it to Tony Perkins. Perkins, right-hand toss to Rabracha. He'll give it up to Patrick McCaffrey at the free throw line. Lost his balance, now regains. Gets it back out to Perkins with the shot clock down to 10. 3-point lead Iowa. Perkins on the drive to the rim. Layup, and it caught the bottom of the rim. No good. The rebound to Crowell. And Perkins just got out of sync there on the drive. 12:35 to play. 41-38 Iowa. Hepburn hands it off to Tyler Wall. Wall to the top of the circle. Now he'll drive. Jumps out of the lane. Throws it up. Got it. It counts and a foul. An and one for Tyler Wall as the Badgers move to within 1. Philip Rabracha the foul. That's his second.
Pretty nifty move in the paint by Tyler Wall to keep his balance and score off the glass. In traffic.
Tamari McGee will come in for Chucky Hepburn, approaching the under 12 media timeout. Yeah, Tyler's ability to put the ball on the deck, right? Josh Dix will check in, replacing Patrick McCaffrey. Wall will try to tie this game. This is the first free throw attempt for the Badgers here tonight.
Growing up, Tyler Wall played a lot of guard, so you can see where he gets some of his ball skills from.
Boy, no doubt. Badgers struggled at the foul line on Tuesday, made enough to hold off Maryland. Tyler, a 74% foul shooter, eyes the rim, free throw is on the way, and it's too long, no good. Rabracha the rebound. 41-40 Iowa, 12:22 remaining. Sanford going to Perkins at the left point. Refeed Sanford. He'll try a 3 up top. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound, Connor Resegian. 12:15 remaining. Badgers down 1. Back on offense. Wall left side of the front court. High screen crowd. Tyler top of the circle. Pounds the dribble. Flips to Jordan Davis on the right wing. Jordan sends it back to Wall. Rotates left side for McGee. Kamari on the wing. Feeds Crowell, tosses to Davis on the right side. 8 to shoot. Wall baseline right. Faces up on Connor McCaffrey. Now backs, finds McGee, open 3 right of the circle. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound battled for. Loose, snapped up by Connor McCaffrey. Loops it ahead to Perkins on the leak out off the right wing to the rim. Layup good. It counts for the foul on Tyler Wall. And one the other way. The lead is 3 for Iowa.
What an outlet pass.
It was.
McCaffrey, you won't see any better.
And we have the under 12 media timeout. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober, 0 in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:41 remaining. Iowa 43, Wisconsin 40. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Sports is full of trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let the F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. Visit your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealer today. 11:41 remaining. Iowa 43, Wisconsin 40.
Matt, what really stands out right now about Connor McCaffrey is his physical maturity.
Yep.
He's playing in his 144th game here at Iowa. He's 24 years old. He's a sixth-year grad student. And you can tell in the way he carries himself and the physicalness with which he plays. And the numbers ain't bad either. He's got 10 points. He's got 7 rebounds and 5 assists.
Yeah, he's been good all over the place. Yeah, experience matters, so it certainly can. And he's a guy in his career has had to battle through a lot of injuries.
His brother, Patrick, has always been known as the skill player,
yep,
per se, and Connor more of just a grinder and a battler.
Yeah. Three-point opportunity here for Iowa as Perkins was fouled by Tyler Wall. First foul on Tyler, the third on Wisconsin in the half. Perkins, a 72% foul shooter. He has 7 points tonight. His first free throw attempt of the game is good. And it's a 4-point lead for Iowa, 44-40 with 11:41 remaining. Carter Gilmore will inbound to Connor Asijan. Hepburn, Davis, and Crowell rounding out the 5. Asijan across half court. It's able to dribble out of a trap attempt. He'll kick it to Gilmore left wing. Carter dribbles off the wing. Bounces to Asijan on the right side. Back out to Gilmore. Leaves it for Hepburn. Right of the center circle, shot clock at 12. Hepburn off a high screen from Crowell. Chucky feeds Gilmore, turns to Asijan, quick release 3, left side, back iron, no good. Rebound batted around and scooped up by Peyton Sanford. Empty possession for Wisconsin. Perkins, right side of the front court for the Hawkeyes, drives off the right wing of the lane to the rim, uncontested layup, good. That was easy money, 46-40, Iowa with 11 minutes remaining. Jordan Davis dribbles it out to the top. Now Gilmore throwing to Hepburn. Whips it inside to Crowell. Steven left of the lane. Backs to the block. Draws the double. Turns. Pushed it up. No, but Gilmore is there low on the left, and he'll finish the deal. Carter has 6. 46-42 Iowa. 10:40 remaining. Perkins on the left-hand dribble to the free throw line. In the lane, and he'll push it up right hand. Rolls in. Tony Perkins starting to take over. 48-42 Iowa. 10:30 remaining. Gilmore hands off to Asijan. Connor between the arcs. Leaves it for Jordan Davis. Now flip to Crowell, left of the circle. Gives it up to Gilmore, left wing. Bounces to Crowell, left of the lane against Robracha. Backing is Crowell, mid-post left. Backing left shoulder turn, up right hand, no good. Rebound to Iowa. And Josh Dix, he'll push it to the front court. 6-point lead for the Hawkeyes midway through the second half. Perkins on the right side. Left-hand toss to Sanford. Leaves it for Connor McCaffrey high on the left. He'll bounce it to Robracha. Left of the wheel. Hands off to Sanford. Cuts off the left wing. A lead for Robracha. Not ready for it. It goes off his hands and his face. And the loose ball snapped up by Gilmore. And a face full of blood right now for Steven Crowell, so play is stopped. Badgers were really claiming that Crowell was fouled when he missed a shot inside that was cleaned up by Gilmore for a putback. Fran McCaffrey doesn't know what's going on. He's unaware that Steven Crowell's a bloody mess right now, and he had to stop play. So,
you mentioned Perkins. He's on a personal 7-0 run for the Hawkeyes.
To give him 12 points here. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
And the crowd's going to stay out as they continue to work on it. So it's Hepburn, Gilmore, Wall, Nesegian, and Klesman. 9:46 to play, 48-42 Iowa. Klesman front court sideline right, was going to inbound, and now play stopped again. Yeah, yep. A little more cleanup is required here. Brett Newhart, the Wisconsin athletic trainer, will have the duty.
Where's Freddie Pacheco when you need
right?
him? Fix Crowell's face.
The fight doctor. Freddie Pacheco. So we'll try again. Not yet. Yep. And Bill Eck over.
They got blood at the other end of the floor, too.
Yep.
Fran's still stupefied by this.
So in the meantime, Greg Gard will